Welcome to the Inside Chat podcast, co-hosted by founder of the Delforge Group, Valerie Delforge, and ex-salon owner and business coach, Amy Gordon. We'll be sharing weekly episodes with you where Valerie and Amy discuss hot topics and questions sent in from our listeners. A must-listen for all salon, spa, aesthetics, and skin clinic business owners. Check in every Monday wherever you listen to your podcast, and we'll be here with a new episode ready to help you start your week off right.
The biggest issue really with salon owners is the cash flow, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's kind of building the cash flow. You could have a profit at the end of the year or months on months, but the cash flow is just not there and everything is tight. And talking to salon owners who really find it hard to find the money at the end of the month to pay the staff, yet they're profitable against last year or they've had an increase on last year. Mm-hmm. So it's like getting your head around how are you going to build the cash flow? I think that's been the biggest issue over the last few years.
Yeah.
But also, the question is to me is that, yes, we're going to build the cash flow, but after that, it's about protecting it.
Yes.
How do you protect it?
Yeah, I mean, that's a million-dollar question, isn't it? How do you do it? It starts, ultimately, from being, right, number one is not being a spend freak.
Yeah.
When you get money in, it doesn't burn a hole in your pocket. But that's number one. I mean, it's a bit like...
I think that's why I like the one-to-one, because it's the accountability of something.
Yeah.
What's the £500 on salon decor? I like cushions.
I know. And it is, because it's your baby, it's like your second home, you want to spend.
Yeah.
But I mean, so first things first, that's when you need to kind of be, okay, there's a bit of money here. Where does it need to go and what do I need to do with it? Now, I was always a big fan of, at the end of every week, I had a pot for, you know, your VAT, a pot for your pay-in and I, your pot for, or however it is that you want to do it. Mm. But it's starting to look at pots. You know, if you know that you potentially are wanting to bring in a machine at the end of the year, or you're wanting to maybe do a bonus at the end of the year, whatever it may be, you need to start planning for that as the time goes on. And then when it's put away, the money's then not there to spend.
Yeah, it's your start.
Now, don't get me wrong, there were times within the business as it was building, I had to dip into the VAT to borrow a little bit to do that and then put it straight back in.
Mm.
But as long as you've got that mindset of, you know, it's in there, it's gone.
But if you keep doing that, I always feel that if you keep having to take this from there and this from there, and it does happen.
Because
you might have the washing machine that's broken, you might have an outside element of or someone leaving, you have less revenue coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you've not got that wage to pay, but you still haven't got that revenue. So it's again, analysing, isn't it? What's what? And if you keep going from one pot to another, taking them, it's quite tiring.
Definitely.
And also something in the budget is not happening. Whether you're not driving the revenue or whether you're not looking exactly of every penny that's going out.
Of course, but I think to begin with, if you haven't started building it yet and you're you know, if you're one of those people that, and we've seen so many owners do this, I've done it once upon a time, where you just, you know, you're happy that there's money in the bank at the end of the month to pay the wages, and that's it. You're not really you're just living day to day because it's busy, and you're surviving.
Yeah.
And we see lots of clients like that, and obviously I know the benefit of not working like that.
Yeah.
Once I'd got my head around things.
But also sometimes I feel that there's an element, and because there's more information out there, that we keep comparing ourselves, right? So I was talking to someone, I was listening to this person and they've got it right and they've got £60,000 cash flow. Yeah, okay, but you don't know the circumstances as how they've built it. Maybe they don't have to pay themselves a dividend, so therefore they can build that cash flow. Maybe they, you know, they have less staff members or more staff members that are more productive, and therefore the margin are a lot better.
Maybe they had a cash injection, you know, to start with, or because if you've grown organically, completely organically, from your own pocket, as to if someone's injected, which you don't need to pay back, maybe $30k into your business, then your circumstance is going to be completely different. But I think it's just thinking about, okay, well, we're here and now, and cash flow is always difficult. So what is it that I can do to start to protect it moving forward? And you know, I mean, we've spoken about this before. You don't always need something new. There's plenty of scope already within your business that you can think, okay, do you know what? We're just going to settle down this year and do what we do
best,
build it, focus, build the cash flow.
Regular marketing.
Exactly.
Etc. Yeah. But there's an element of the mindset as well around, because if you've got poor cash flow, you tend to look at every penny that goes out and you're forgetting. I spoke to quite a few people last year where, you know, they're forgetting that, yes, okay, it is quite tight and I can see why it's tight and I can see, you know, how you would feel, and you can see the money going down on the money that's aside and again going from one pot to another. Yes, we need to review that, and that's where the accountability is key. But you've got to have the strategy of, okay, so what are the solutions? Because when I tell them, okay, so how about you put the keys down under the doors then? If it's that bad and you feel that bad every single month, let's look at closing the business. Oh, no, I'm not there yet. So if you're not there yet, then surely that's a mindset.
Yeah.
That's a mindset element, right? So stop thinking it's not working, it's not this, it's not that, because you're not there yet, so you know you can overcome this.
Definitely.
And maybe you've done it before. You've had businesses that had a tough year last year when they've been very successful before.
Yeah.
So you know you've done it.
Yeah.
So you're able to do it again. However, if the cash flow is not really looked after in terms of trying to have the mindset of I'm going to build, even if it's 500 quid a month, that you started building that cash flow. So with one of the member last year, we started putting that cash flow aside, so it wasn't in the bank account, and she wasn't spending it.
Yeah.
And at the end of the year, she just put it back into the account. Now we're starting to build the cash flow.
Yes.
That works for her. It doesn't work for everyone, because it, again, it's how you function, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And just to go back on that, the whole mindset thing again, and I know we talk about this a lot, and not everyone's on board with how that helps, but looking at the money, rather than always looking at the money going out, looking at the money coming in, and that's every bit of money, that's every refund or every, you know, someone's... there was one of our clients who I know, their client bought them in a knife block.
Oh, nice.
I know, because they were chatting about things like that, and that's valuable, isn't it? You know, so thinking about
the receiving,
things like coming in,
yes,
because there's definitely something in energy. I mean, I don't go into it, but I do things, you know, I like to dabble and you like to dabble, and there's definitely something in energy where you attract energy, money, whatever else it is, but you attract certain things in your life
if you're
putting out the signals.
And also, if you are focused, if your focus this year is that, right, I'm going to build a cash flow, just like maybe last year was, right, I'm going to recruit the right team. If you decide to build a cash flow, you will build that cash flow because you've decided it. But obviously around that has got to be the strategy on how you're going to achieve that. Thank you for joining us. We really enjoy sharing our thoughts on various topics. If you have a burning question, simply comment below. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification button to keep up to date with each new episode.